Trump says he's not putting troops anywhere amid Iran war. Washington, President Donald Trump welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi to the White House on Thursday for bilateral discussions regarding the war in Iran and signaled that he is not inclined to send ground troops into the Middle East. "No, I'm not putting troops anywhere," Trump told reporters during the meeting. "If I were, I would not tell you, but I'm not putting troops." He likened the war to a temporary exercise and suggested the global community will benefit from his actions. "We're doing this excursion, and when we're completed, we're going to have a much safer world," Trump said. "We're defending the strait for everyone else." The prime minister cautioned that uncertainty regarding the war and global energy supply chains is affecting all nations. "Right now, the situation in the Middle East, also the entire world, we are currently experiencing a very severe security environment," Takaichi said. "Also, the global economy is now about to experience a huge hit because of this development. But even against that backdrop, I firmly believe that it is only you, Donald, who can achieve peace across the world," Takaichi continued. "And to do so, I am ready to reach out to many of the partners in the international community to achieve our objective together." She said, "Japan condemns Iran's actions regarding its attacks on neighboring states and the Strait of Hormuz, and said she supports Trump in preventing the Iranian regime from obtaining a nuclear weapon." The Japanese delegation included Ryosuke Akazawa, Minister of Economy, Trade, and Industry. Motegi Toshimitsu, Minister of Foreign Affairs. And Masaneo Ozaki, Deputy Chief Cabinet Secretary. Among others. Discussions will include proposals the Prime Minister brought to calm down the energy market and the use of Japanese minesweeping ships, a complicated matter since Japan's constitution only allows the use of such technology after a military conflict ends or for assisting allied nations under attack if the threat extends to Japanese territory. "Today, I look forward to having a discussion about how we can cooperate to make our two nations, Japan and the United States, stronger and more prosperous," Takaichi said, highlighting a need to focus on securing the IND-0 Pacific region. Trump first met the recently elected Japanese Prime Minister in Tokyo last October and hosted her predecessor, Prime Minister Ishiba Shigeru, at the White House in February 2025. Trump highlighted U.S. efforts to maintain security in Japan, anticipating reciprocal support. "I expect Japan to step up because we have that kind of relationship, and we step up with Japan," Trump said, while mentioning that the United States has 45,000 soldiers stationed in the island nation. "We spend a lot of money in Japan. I expect that kind of relationship." The president thanked Takaichi for her attendance while saying that some nations are failing to pay their fair share to ensure peace. "Honestly, we don't need anything from Japan or anywhere else, but I think it's appropriate that people step up," Trump said, calling the United Kingdom's delayed offer of assistance too late. Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth accompanied the president in the Oval Office. Hegseth told the leaders that the U.S. military is dominating the war space while targeting Iran's missile production capabilities. Trump said more money is needed to bolster the military's readiness and ammunition stockpile. "We're in very good shape, but I want to be in the best shape," he said. "It's a small price to pay to make sure we're tippy-top." Regarding the rise in oil prices following the February 28 launch of Operation Epic Fury, the president dismissed the uptick as minimal and temporary. "I thought it would be worse," Trump said. "It's not bad, and it's going to be over with pretty soon." He said strategic and tactical differences exist between U.S. and Israeli officials, noting that he told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to attack oil and gas fields. When questioned by a Japanese reporter about why allies were not notified prior to the strike on Iran, the president laughed while recollecting Japan's attack on Hawaii during World War II. "Who knows better about surprise than Japan?" Trump said. "Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor?"